But we're going to pivot right now to more local politics. Joining me on the line right now is Rosalind Cook, who is an adjunct lecturer of political science in the political science department at Tulane University. Ms. Cook, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us today. Reading now from thegambit.com, New Orleans' increasingly reclusive chief executive, LaToya Cantrell, made a rare public appearance, and she presented her administration's proposed 2025 budget to the city council. Despite the forward-looking nature of the event, Cantrell chose to look backward by treating herself to a rambling area of grievances against her critics. "How I came in seems to be how I'm going out," she told the council, accusation after accusation after accusation, but also a track record of delivering results. Professor Cantrell says she's delivering results during her tenure. What is your top-line reaction to that? What accomplishments that Cantrell could point to stand out most to you, if any?
The population of New Orleans seems to be quite satisfied with the mayor during her first term, with how she responded to the pandemic, how she responded to the hurricane. But after she got back in office, it seems things just changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think her attitude has changed. You know, as you said, she gets very, very defensive, and she's no longer in the mode of trying to convince people that she's doing a good job. She just said, they all taking it out on me. So it's really a turnabout in how she's acting, her political behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in addition to the sort of sea change in her behavior in the second term, there's also now these two federal investigations, a number of scandals. How much do you think these legal entanglements have impacted Cantrell's ability to govern effectively?
Of course, she can keep on governing. She's not going to step down, but it certainly it does affect how she can govern. I don't think she has the respect among most of the constituents any longer, and that affects how you govern. If your constituents don't respect you and don't have faith in you, and of course with these federal investigations, obviously there is something to be investigated. They're not just carrying on a federal investigation without quite a bit of background knowledge of what she is doing, what she has been doing.
Yeah, in that regard, ma'am, do you think the city council had a bigger responsibility here? Should they have taken stronger action at some point in the middle of all these accusation and federal investigations? Is there more checks and balance that could be done here? Checking and balancing, I should say.
Well, the council can, of course, criticize her, but they can't grab the power away from us. They have taken some power back. For example, with her appointments now, they do pass it by the council, whereas before they didn't even have that control over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of council people that certainly do speak out about her behavior and about the problems that they face with. So when you don't have a mayor that is working with the council, which actually happens quite often, there's arguments between the mayor and the council. But this is to another degree here, and it's not productive for the city.
Okay, ma'am, let's turn to crime for a moment here. The article touches on Cantrell's role in that federal consent decree that they have with the New Orleans Police Department. In your view, do you think her actions in this regard have helped or hindered progress?
Well, certainly, if crime has gone down, and the report showed that, but then there's questions about the statistics. Oftentimes, people think that statistics can be somewhat woven or shaped in such a way to give a much more positive outlook. And I think some people question that the statistics might be shaped in a certain way. Certainly, though, most individuals have a very positive approval rating of the police chief, and that would be one of Cantrell's stars that she put in, you know, bringing the police chief here. So that is certainly a very, very positive.
Ma'am, there's just 465 days left as Cantrell is entering her final months in office. The next mayor will be sworn in on January 12th, 2026. What do you think the state of play might be like for that person, whoever they are, once they step in as New Orleans' next mayor? What are going to be the top issues they'll be dealing with?
Well, they'll be dealing with the same issues that Cantrell is, and certainly some of those issues are to build the economy, to bring more jobs here, to keep crime under control, and to keep a good reputation for the city. You know, I think the stats are showing that tourism is pretty good, and people, but we also need, besides tourism, we need people to want to stay here, to want to go to school here, to want to bring up their children here, to live here in a city that they consider safe and productive. Of course, New Orleans has many, many pluses, as most of us who have lived here long time, you know, we don't want to give up the food. And certainly when
we visit
other places, we enjoy that, but you miss certain things about New Orleans, and you miss the people. The people are somewhat unique. The people do like to criticize, but I think they also have a tendency to praise people when they do a good job. And I think really Mayor Cantrell kind of messed up on this one when she didn't even have any real competition. I think it would be, you'd have to really look hard for a person who actually remembers the things of the candidates that ran against her in the last election. So she did not even have any competition. Now, of course, with the next mayor, he or she will have to face that we can no longer blame Cantrell once she's no longer in office. And another kind of interesting thought is, what is Mayor Cantrell going to do when she leaves office? You know, especially with this second term and the travel that she did, the Puntawa, these, even if you don't call them scandals, but these issues that make people raise their eyebrows. I mean, we all struggle hard to have an apartment or a house, and for someone, a mayor, to just decide that the Puntawa is hers to live in, to do, entertain whomever she wants, I think it really, really put a very unfavorable view of her. And the next mayor, I would think, out of the possible contenders, I don't think they would do anything close to that. But again, probably we didn't think Mayor Cantrell, looking back on her first term, I don't think there was anyone that predicted she would do the things that she has done during her second term.
Well, I guess we'll all find out at the same time here, man. We better stop there. Ms. Cook is an adjunct lecturer of political science in the political science department at Tulane University. Thanks for your time. You're working your way. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All
Thanks
right.
a lot.
Thank you so much. All right. When we come back, we'll get to more of your phone calls and text messages as we run you up to the 4 o'clock news. And after that, of course, is the Fans in the Pro with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. They're coming up next here on WWL. I'll be right back after this. Stick around.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.